How excited are you about the challenge this week?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity. They're a good team. They're playing great football. Defensively, they're getting a lot of turnovers. Offensively, they're scoring a lot of points. Aaron's playing great football. So they're coming in hot. And, you know, we know we got to play smart. We got to find ways to win. We got to keep it close and make some plays in the fourth quarter and win the football games, kind of like the way we've been winning all year.
Eli, when you view the game film from the first time you faced the Packers to this week, what's the biggest difference that you can see in their defense?
Well, I thought they did a good job versus us getting some pressure, so we got to find ways to get the ball out on time. I thought we had some missed opportunities, had some opportunities to hit some big plays that we didn't capitalize on. So, I think they do a good job. Good job trying to take away Odell and getting pretty good pressure. A lot of times just bringing forward guys, so we got to handle that.
Eli, is that the first game that the cover two was used so extensively that it kind of had to adjust to it? What teams
are
doing that?
No, teams have been playing that, we had a few. I can't recall. I remember going in thinking we were going to get a good bit. I thought we'd get a little bit more single high. Possibly they didn't play much. And it might have been just, because they're having success with it, so they stay with it. So I think it's one of those deals. If teams want to play too high, you got to make them get out of it. You got to run the ball. You got to get find completions. You got to move the ball and kind of force them to be a little bit more aggressive and come after you.
Eli, like, given the story about the receivers going out to Miami,
I think as a team we kind of always pride ourselves on being well prepared. So when I saw some of the pictures, I was a little disappointed just because obviously they didn't pack accordingly. They didn't have any shirts, obviously, and kind of all long pants, no shorts, no flip flops or anything. So just disappointed on their packing and not being prepared for that situation.
Were you disappointed at all from a football perspective?
No, I don't really get into what guys do on their off day. It's their off day. They can do what they want. It's about coming here today, being prepared and really getting ready for tomorrow's practice and be able to go out there and perform at a high level.
Do you ever have any off days like that?
I haven't had many of those. So it's different. On my off day, I'm usually in here. Always in here, getting prepared, meeting with the coaches. I mean, talking with the coaches a little bit about, schemes and different things we can do. So, but that's kind of what a quarterback has to do. Guys, want to get away for a day. I think they're a little low on their vitamin D. They want to get some sunshine, get their vitamin D up, and make sure they're staying healthy kind of for the cold weather in Green Bay.
Was there a good amount of composting about that?
I got on them, kind of had some I thought they were pretty funny jokes about it, quirky, wasn't as good. Little stuff. It's all good. Those guys come out to, practice and are prepared for everything that we do. So nothing's changed.
How unusual is it for guys to go for the day of party?
You have to ask them. I'm not positive. So, I guess the fact that they're in Miami, but hey, I'm sure you could have just as much, fun or stay out just as late or do the same thing in New York City. So I don't think it's a big deal.
Eli, just celebrate your birthday. Do you think about that, the number of opportunities you might have left to make a run in the postseason ahead of you?
Definitely. These last couple of years have been a great, reminder how difficult it is to make the playoffs, and you want to take advantage of every opportunity that you get to make them, because you don't know if, when you get another chance. So early on in your career, you think you kind of know that, but until you get into your later years, and you just don't know if you're gonna get that opportunity again. So you want to give it your all, give it your best, like you always do, but just understand that it is special to get here, and you want to try to make them a run when you can.
What are some memories of that?
11 game, yeah. You know, they, they um, they're playing good football. They're a good team. Their offense offense was playing great. Their defense was same deal. They did a good job getting pressure and getting sacks on the quarterback. So we did a great job in protection. We hit some big plays. You know, hit a Hail Mary before halftime. You know, defense got, you know, 4 or 5 turnovers for us. So, you know, things went our way that night. So that's football. You know, hopefully we just got to go out there, play smart, protect the football. Defense has been playing great. We got to, you know, hopefully they continue to do that. But we got to help them and control the clock, run the ball, get first downs, and do our part to try to slow down their offense as well.
Eli, why do you guys had a season high?
Not believing in them, being underdogs. Does that help you in any way? Do you look at that? Do you think it drives you
wrong
when you get into these spots?
I think so. I mean, I think, you like to prove people wrong. I think that's always kind of an exciting thing to do. I try not to read much into it or read the headlines or buy into it too much. But I think it's not about, I think the most important thing is just, going out there and being there for your teammates, wanting to step up for your teammates and for the organization, everybody who's working their tail off every week to go win, and you want to do your part to help them get that victory.
Eli, you guys had 166 yards rushing this week, which is a season high. What can you guys work on in practice this week to ensure you guys have a repeat performance in Green Bay?
Well, obviously the guys up front did a great job blocking. Running backs ran tough, made guys miss. Receivers blocking downfield, so we got to continue to do that. Just be really sound and on our assignments, making sure guys are doing the right thing. And so we got to, also it's a combination. Run the ball, you got to be able to throw the ball successfully. When you get to third downs, you got to be able to, convert on third downs. Give yourself more opportunities to run. Run a lot of plays so you can mix in the running pass.
There's been a lot of discussion over who's going to get more carries, be it Perkins or Jennings. Does that affect your game planning at all?
No, that doesn't affect me. Have great confidence in both those guys. They've been running well for us, and so they'll get a each of them will get their share at getting the ball.
Eli, what's aware that you have? Playoff victories
of Lambeau again. I was not aware of that. Not aware of that. So,
what do you think about that?
It's a new year, new team, different players. It's its own deal. So, we got to go out there. We got to play well. I got to play well, and looking forward to that opportunity.
Eli, what's realistic?
The Giants offense yet, Eli? Is it possible that we could still see that in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think you need the best to come out in critical moments, and these are the critical moments. So, we got to play our game. We got to play smart and just figure out a way to get a win.
Yeah, what's realistic for you? How many years do you have left?
Not worried about that. I think right now the concern is getting a game plan for Green Bay and going out there trying to get a win. All that other stuff take care of itself.
Are you a better quarterback in the postseason, do you think? I mean, people think you're a better quarterback in the postseason. Do you feel that way?
I think I'm the same quarterback. You just, you get opportunities and you make plays and took advantage of the opportunities and timing of the plays. So, you got to go out there and just do my job.
You always talk about the offense with the we. We've got to play better. And even there, you did drop in one, I have to. What is your internal monologue, your challenge to yourself? This hasn't been a great statistical season, so what is that like when you go into a playoff game, your challenge to yourself?
Yeah, I still haven't, just have great preparation. Go in there with a great game plan of what you want to, what are our plays, what do we like, what are some checks, what are my decision-making, what are my reads going to be, and then, be prepared to obviously, have a great plan and then be prepared for that plan to, get changed real quickly. You have to extend plays and ad lib and just go out there and just play smart football and make the plays that are there.
But I imagine you have little doubt you can show the world what playoff Eli, what we like to refer to as playoff Eli, looks like.
I always expect to go out there and play well and play at a high level and make plays and run an efficient offense.
Eli, what are you telling? What's the vibe in the locker room right now for so many of these guys who have never been to the playoffs before? How are they leaning on you? What are you sharing with them about what this game will be like?
you know, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to, you know, talk to him a whole lot this week. You know, obviously just came in today. So, you know, I don't want to kind of overdo it for him and make it, you know, seem so big that they're tight or you know, or nervous. You know, you want them to be relaxed this week and have a great week of preparation and make sure they're loose for the game. But understand, you know, I think they all know it's important. I don't think you want to, you know, stress that any more than what's going to be stressed already. They see you're going to see the difference in the media. You're going to see the difference, you know, in the things, the crowd and the play. So, you know, you just want them to be loose and go out there and play, you know, be ready to play their best game.
Eli, do you think there's a playoff, Eli?
I don't know what that means exactly. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, if there is one, hopefully it comes out, right?